Hello everybody, I'm Hubu, the ghost of the Dover Castle. I live here since 800 BC and I'm here today to tell you the history about my home. I must be honest, it is very confusing how many people lived in this castle and how many people wanted to besiege it. Visitors say that this castle is haunted. I really don't know what they mean. You can have a walk through the castle while I'm telling you its history. Let me tell you some general facts about Dover Castle. Dover Castle is one of the oldest sites in Great Britain. It stands in the middle of Dover, Kent, and is the main attraction of the city. Many archaeologists find their passion in reconstructing the history and analyzing the monumental buildings, which are nearly completely extended. Dover Castle is the biggest castle in England, standing on top of the white cliffs overlooking the port of Dover. The channel between Dover and France is only 34 kilometers wide. Dover Castle has the longest recorded history of any major castles in Britain. Look at the walls surrounding the Dover Castle. People attacking the Dover Castle had to climb over two circular high walls to get to the keep. Having two walls means that even if enemies got over the first wall to siege the castle, they had to overcome the second wall. The effect is a securely defended castle. The space between the two walls was known as the death hole. Of being trapped within the walls would almost certainly result in death for the attacker. Since 1068, Dover was a Roman county after it was in the hand of the Saxons. In times of the Roman force, Dover has been an important harbor named Portus Dubris. This can be the origin for the today's name Dover. The Roman street, Watling Street, went through Britain and the British fleet of the Romans were also in Dover to control the sea gate. 50 years after the death of Jesus Christ, the Romans built two lighthouses. One of these is still inside the area of the Dover Castle. After the Battle of Hastings in 1066, William the Conqueror moved to Westminster Abbey to become the King of England. He didn't move directly to London, but took the way over Romney, Dover, Canterbury and Surrey and Berkshire. Dover is part of the Cinque Ports since 1055. This fact was very interesting for William the Conqueror. Dover Castle has been continuously garrisoned for over 9 centuries. This goes from the Norman Conquest until the departure of the last military unit to be stationed in Dover Castle. On your way to Dover Castle, have you seen the Great Hill Fort? The Iron Age Hill Fort is an earth rampart which framed a 4-hectare high area. Nowadays, this hill fort is the foundation of the castle's curtain walls. Experts say that this hill fort is one of the most impressive ones in the history of Great Britain. It tells very much about the Iron Age people. Nevertheless, the reasons why people built those hill forts are not clear to define. Some archaeologists proposed that people had several advantages in situations of war, but others reject this proposition. Furthermore, the king could spy out the enemies very early because the castle is on the top of the hill and the hill fort. Which of the propositions is the right one, you will probably find out during the trip. The Iron Age hill fort has been built from 800 BC until 43 AD by hand. There are many other hill forts in England, but the Iron Age hill fort at Dover is one of the most famous ones in the world. Let's continue with the lighthouse. From 150 to 40, the area where the Dover Castle is placed nowadays, the Romans built a lighthouse to guide the ships into the harbour of Dover. The lighthouse is also on the Iron Age hill fort. People propose that they rebuilt this lighthouse in the 3rd century. You can notice this by analyzing the structure of the stones and the used building material. The lighthouse is about 90 meters high. Experts suggest that it could have had a height of 24 meters. From the 13th to the 14th century, the lighthouse was in use at the church bell tower of St. Mary's Church. To guide the ships into the harbour of Dover, the people made a little fire on top of the lighthouse to enable the Roman sailors to cross the channel between France and Britain or to navigate their way into the harbour. Crossing this small channel between France and England was very dangerous because of the rocky headland at the cliffs. In the 7th century, the King of Kent, Edbald, found the Minster of the Castrum of Dover. In 696, the Minster was moved to the Church of St. Martin in the town. In this Minster lived 22 monks. Have a look on the St. Mary's Church right next to the lighthouse. In the 10th century, or even at the beginning of the 11th century, the St. Mary's Church was built. Historians say St. Mary's Church is a Saxon church on the site of the Roman structure. Its size led you think that many people around the castle and the whole town used this church. From 1581 until 1826, the Mayor of Dover and many members of the Parliament of Dover were elected in this church. This fact shows that the St. Mary's Church was a very important monument in the earlier ages. In the 1180, a Norman castle keep was built. Today, this castle keep is a museum. 1843, the church has been rebuilt because of its age. The salty water of the sea eroded the structure of the building. St. Mary's Church is one of the three oldest churches in Dover and the most important one in the history of Dover Castle. When this church was built, the Roman lighthouse became the bell tower of it. The oldest part of the existing building are the tower and the three bays of arcades, which could be identified as Norman architecture of the early 12th century. After the Battle of Hastings in 1066, William the Conqueror defeated the Saxon army, which was led by King Harold, and turned to Dover for burning down the whole town. Afterwards, he went to London for his coronation. William wanted to build fortifications in order to secure the harbour and the channel. Strong and big walls in order to protect the city were very important, especially at the coast. A reason for that is that enemies could come by ships and by foot to siege the castle. Now we are coming to Henry II. During the reign of Henry II, the castle began to take recognizable shape. King Henry II arranged the rebuilding of the castle and influenced the new constructions a lot with his personality. He has been the King of England since 1154. The reason for the late beginning of the reconstruction is that he was the leader of some other counties as well. He started the rebuilding 30 years later after King Louis VII visited him by accident. Henry II recognized that the root of Dover would be very important. The people in this period of time liked his way of reigning. That is why he became one of the most famous monarchs these days. The castle was the first one in Western Europe to be built in a concentric design. That means that the big area of 4 hectares has one center and everything was built around it. In 1162, Henry II made his close friend and Chancellor Thomas Becket the Archbishop of Canterbury. There have been a lot of disputes between him and Henry II because Thomas Becket acted like he were independent from the royal interference. After Henry II's death in 1189 in France, the rebuilding was still in progress. The heir apparent to Henry II was his oldest son Richard I, known as Lionheart. He sailed to France and returned 4 years later. When Richard got killed while seeking a castle in the south of France, his brother John became King of England. During this time, Philip Augustus II of France, the son of King Louis VII, started to restore the power of the French monarchy. Because Richard I's brother John wasn't as able as his dead brother to reign England and to defend the country, Philip conquered lots of British areas on the French ground like the Normandy or Touraine. With the loss of the Normandy, England was faced by a big power on the other side of the Channel. The Normandy has been British for 140 years. King John completed the defenses after Henry's death. The walls around the Dover Castle became bigger and the castle itself was a good defense for situations of war. The rebuild of the Castle of Dover was put to its first major test during the war between King John and his barons. Henry II was renowned for being constantly on the move. More than 100 people who lived in the castle worked for him. Some of them took care of his money and the government of his realm. Others cleaned the halls, the kitchen, and cared for food. Of course, some knights also lived in the castle to protect the king when he was in Dover. In fact, after Henry's death, his brother John took place on England's throne. The English king was obliged to create a greater defense of the Dover Castle for £1,000. Probably, the twin walls were built this time. In addition, he established the first royal fleet. Being prepared for a possible situation of war had the highest priority for King John. He had to be prepared for attacks by ground troops as well as those on the ships. Especially the French army caused him quite a headache. People in England were unsatisfied during the government of King John. He was hard and inexorable. For that reason, most of the British barons and the church rebelled and forced King John to sign the Great Charter of Liberties. After King John hasn't followed the agreement, the rebellion restarted half a year later. Most of the barons changed sides and asked the French king, Philip Augustus, for help. As consideration, they offered his son, Prince Louis, the English crown. Philip saw a chance to destroy the government of King John, so he sent an expeditionary force together with his son Louis to England. The Prince of France realized that besieging the Dover would give him a control about the port of Dover, the channel, and so the shortest route for the shippers. Historians say that Dover became the key of England in this time. Because King John had a very good relation to one of his biggest supporters, Hubert de Burgh, he became the senior legal officer. King John entrusted him the defense of Dover Castle. He also knew that de Burgh held out against the siege of King Augustus in his castle. Prince Louis sieged the Dover Castle until the 14th October 1216. After the siege, King John suddenly died and the crown went to his 9-year-old son, Henry III. Half of his kingdom was in the hand of the rebels and French invaders. Soon, Prince Louis sieged the Dover Castle again, but nevertheless, the castle could resist it because of Hubert de Burgh. After his father's death, King Henry III made Hubert de Burgh to one of the most important members of the Regency government of England. He recognized that Hubert de Burgh was a fantastic partner to keep England and the Dover Castle safe. During the years from 1217 to 1221, Henry III spent about £4,000 on the castle to rebuild it. At the age of 19, King Henry III declared himself of full age and marking Hubert de Burgh to the Earl of Kent to honor his work. Soon, the king became suspicious of de Burgh's work, stripped him of his offices and let him go into prison. King Henry III established big and magnificent halls and chambers in the inside of the castle and became one of the greatest royal builders of the Middle Ages. One reason for that was that Henry III wanted to invite famous people and influential guests to his residence. After his reign, the Dover Castle was effectively completed. The opposition of the barons challenged the reign of Henry III. Richard II gave the constableship to his friend Sir Simon de Burley. He was constable for the Dover Castle and Richard II gave him £300 for himself and as a rent for living in the castle. Henry VIII came to Dover several times, especially in times for the Reformation. He built up a new royal fleet and constructed a high number of defenses along the south coast. In 625, Henrietta Maria, the French princess, came to Dover to marry Charles I and briefly occupied the castle. Her employees weren't impressed of the Dover Castle and described it as humble and old. In fact, Henrietta Maria was known as the Queen, which was badly housed and poorly accommodated. What the second half of the Dover Castle's history is about, you will probably see in the next chapter. Whee!